Hello, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Michael.
And welcome to the UE Nerdcast.
Right, should we do this shit?
Yes. Don't know how to start. Just gonna be a lot more just chatty this time.
Well, it's always chatty, isn't it?
We'll just go into it.
Yeah.
Right, I guess
we'll do this.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Are you doing the intro as per?
I'll whack you in. If not, people can enjoy listening to just this, us rambling.
Can we not introduce my future self decided to come along for this conversation as well? So he might speak as well as me at the same time. Might get confusing. We'll speak at the same time and do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it might get a bit confusing. So, yeah. But we're both here. Say hello. Hello.
Yeah, I'll edit another hello in. later on. Right. What is your number five?
My number five has to be there, just because it's really the one that popularised the concept of time travel. Time Machine by H.G. Wells.
Yeah, I've seen this, and I considered it for my list, but...
Because it was originally a book back in 1895,
yep.
And then had two films based on it, didn't it? One in 1960, and then the more recent one, like 2002,
yeah, with Samantha Mumba. Yeah, there's also a TV series.
No, I'm sure there's been plenty of adaptations.
I think it was recently. It was David Hewlett from Stargate Atlantis. It was just called Morlock.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure if it's a TV series. It might have been a sci-fi B-movie.
It is a sci-fi B-film.
Yeah.
He's a failed scientist. But yeah, basically, like, everyone knows the concept of it. He builds a time machine and goes forward in time a little bit, and then meets all the Morlocks and everything.
Yeah.
Who steal his time machine. He falls in love and all that sort of thing. But yeah, it's just the one that...
If you haven't seen it, I'm sure everyone's seen Big Bang Theory. It's the thing Leonard buys, the big time machine.
Yes, that they totally regret.
Yeah. No, like it. It's interesting. It also sticks... it's all sort of based in science as well. It doesn't move in space. It stayed exactly where... It is.
Which is wrong, because technically it should move over slightly.
Well, or at least up. I mean, sediment builds up. So, you know, maybe it should be underground.
Just built into the ground at some point. Yeah. But let's not get all technical about this. Yeah.
Okay, my number five.
Getting technical about time travel would be forever.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of different rules. But my number five is a film called Safety Not Guaranteed.
Okay.
And I don't think a lot of people have heard about this.
I've heard of it, I've not actually seen it.
I think it was an independent film.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it when I watched it, and I checked out on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's got a 91% from critics.
Pretty high.
And an 80% from audiences.
Okay.
And it's sort of based on a true story.
A true story about time travel.
A true story about a time travel film. So in 1997, a magazine featured an article, and I've got the article here, I'll read it to you. It was in a personal section of the magazine. It says, "Wanted, somebody to go back in time with me. This is not a joke. P.O. Box 322, Oakview, California, 93022. You'll get paid after we get back. Must bring your own weapons. Safety not guaranteed. I have only done this once before." And that is a real ad that ran in a real magazine.
Wow.
And obviously the name comes from Safety Not Guaranteed. But it turns out it wasn't a hoax, but an employee wrote it as a bit of filler for the magazine.
Okay.
But I read an article and he gets thousands of letters and phone calls.
Asking to come on his journey?
Yeah.
Wow. What's the film? So you say it's based on the film.
So the film is like adapted from this. So a guy does post it. And I can't quite remember. I think it's a girl who just wants a change in her life, I think. Or she's quite lonely and just goes for it. She just goes along, and then throughout the whole film it's, is this real? Isn't this real? Is this guy crazy?
Yeah.
Are they both crazy? And it stars have you seen New Girl?
I've seen you.
It's Jake Johnson, who plays Nick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recs.
Yeah, I know who she is.
She's the main character.
Okay.
And I don't want to spoil it, but right at the end, something happens.
Best review of a film ever in Cabin there.
Well, it takes...
At the end of the film, something happens.
Something happens that makes you think, you know, it's not a true story at that point.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I really like it.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have heard of it, just not watched it. It doesn't, like, on spec, it doesn't seem that good.
Yeah.
Right, Mike, what is your number four?
My number four is The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Like, I could have gone with quite a few Legend of Zelda games here.
So you've gone for a game?
I have gone for a game here. But Ocarina of Time is back on the Nintendo 64. Like, it was in the 1990s late, I think. But it was just one of these games that I remember playing when I was young. And I think it was one of the first proper games I played all the way through. And it's just a fantastic game. It's one of the best games of all time.
I have never played any Zelda games.
They are fantastic. Basically, the idea is you play this guy called Link.
Yeah.
Who's... So you're not actually playing as Zelda, even though it's her legend. Which is completely unfair, by the way. But in Ocarina of Time, because otherwise I'll go through different stories. Yep. In Ocarina of Time, he's basically recruited by a fairy... to save the... Well, he's recruited by a Deku tree to save the princess.
Okay.
Who's being kidnapped by Ganondorf.
Gandalf?
Ganondorf.
Oh.
I know. Not quite Gandalf. I know what I'm trying to say. Gandalf. But yeah, to save her. And, like, you start off as a child, but then, like, halfway through the game, you remove the, a sword which basically transports you forwards in time, and you can go between time of being young and old. But it's just a really fantastic game. Like, words can't describe how much I enjoyed it when I was younger, but really is worth a play, definitely.
It's not the sort of thing I'd go back and play now, but I guess if you enjoyed it at the time. I think, was it re-released?
It was re-released on the 3DS, yes.
Yeah, because I've got a DS and I seem to remember seeing it out there somewhere.
Yeah.
But never buying it.
I've still got my Nintendo 64. I gave it a play recently.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is a good game, and it holds up the test of time. Like, the graphics aren't great, but, yeah.
Well, you've really stretched the whole time travel media thing by going for a game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any games. Mine are all films and TV shows. Right.
Well, let's hear your number four, then.
My number four is Deja Vu.
Oh, no.
Denzel Washington. I really like this film.
I hated it.
Well.
I remember watching it and just getting angry by it.
I think it's just like a really different take on time travel.
Yeah, it's interesting, but...
Like, and at the start, you're not even sure if it is time travel. Like, they're trying to convince him it's not. He's just looking back. But then he starts making changes. And, again, I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, because me and Mike had spoken about this before, and he said it's a terrible film. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it 55%, which isn't great, but the audience gave it 75%, which I think is perfectly respectable.
Critics were far in the better corner there.
No.
I just couldn't get on with it. But come on, why did you like it?
I think it's just a good action film. Anything with Denzel Washington in it is a good film.
Yeah.
I don't think he's made a bad film in his life.
I'm going to prove you wrong. Deja Vu.
No, that was... other than the one we're talking about right now. It's the science aspect of it for me, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you that it's different.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago I watched it. Isn't it... Something like he's
There's a terrorist attack on a boat full of servicemen from America, and he's a, I think it's DEA or ATF, like, agent, maybe a detective, he's a cop of some kind.
Yeah.
And then he gets, not hired, but somehow he gets the use of this machine that lets him go back, and it's a set period of time, so you can't go back again, you can't skip forward, you just watch it live.
Yeah.
In the past, and then he starts to realise... I think that he can change, like, the people in the past can actually see him, or he can, like, affect them somehow. And I just think it's unique.
It was unique, like, don't get me wrong, I can't remember really why I didn't get on with it, but I just do remember absolutely hating it at the time.
Wow. Maybe watch it again, and then let me know.
Give it a second chance.
Yeah. But. Okay, Mike, what is your number three?
My number three... is stretching the boundaries again with a song.
Okay, see, Mike's told me that it's a song, but he hasn't told me what it is, and I cannot work it out.
Tell me, Doctor, where are we going this time? Is it the 50s or 1999? It's Huey Lewis and the News, Back in Time.
There we go. From Back to the Future.
From Back to the Future. Not obviously the main song from Back to the Future, but it was... The lyrics are basically about the film.
Yeah, well, the main one isn't anything to do with time travel.
No, exactly. It's still a rocking soundtrack. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's like the song's not ridiculously about back in time, time travel. It's just speaking about the lyric. It's speaking about the plot of the film. But yeah, it's just a really good song. Plus, Huey Lewis is one of my favourite, or Huey Lewis and the News, one of my favourite bands of all time. So that does help. But yeah, it's just a fantastic song.
I mean, I thought it was going to be difficult for you to come up with a song.
There's quite a few
related to time travel. Yeah, I don't see how a song ranks above anything, like any films or TV shows.
Well, I do, because it's a good song.
Well.
You enjoy listening to it, which I do.
Yeah.
Listening to it before we started the podcast.
Okay, I think we'll move on from the song, because there's not really a lot you can say about it.
Yeah, it's not really. No, I agree with you there.
Yeah, the song's good. Okay, good. All right, my number three is Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Now, I could say pretty much anything, because there's Star Trek The Voyage Home. Star Trek episodes are full of time travel. But for my number three, I've gone for Star Trek 2009. J.J. Abrams reboot. Just, again, it's a very good film. 95% from critics. And 91% from audience on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's running with 93% average.
Yeah, so I think it's got a great cast. It was a good reboot. Good time travel film. Story of revenge. A very good film.
No, because I'm not into Star Wars. I was going to say Star Wars, Star Trek myself.
Yeah.
But I watched the recent ones at the cinema. I have to say, I really love them. They are fantastic films.
I think that's what they've done. They've opened up to a lot more people.
Yeah, they really have. For starters, people who never watched Star Trek in their lives, they're brand new to it. They wouldn't know where to start either.
Yeah,
well, there's so many different TV series, films.
Because Star Trek used to be, the TV show, it was maybe slow for a lot of people. It was mainly about exploration, meeting new people. Whereas the new film, it was action. There was romance. There's everything you saw. There's comedy. I mean, Simon Pegg's in the film.
Yeah.
So and I think it's boosted the cast as well. I think the cast, they've gone on to do a lot more things probably because of this film.
Definitely. Well, for starters, just Captain Kirk's dad, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Boosted his career somehow.
Carl Urban. Judge Dredd.
Yeah, Carl Urban.
He might have got the role. Because of that, I don't know. Speculation.
I reckon he probably did.
But you never know, yeah.
Just looking at his... Well, no. You can't really judge a frown by that, can you?
No. Okay, Mike, what's your number two?
My number two is Futurama. But I am going to pick an episode specifically.
Well, okay, I was going to say, it'd have to be the first one, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, I'm going to pick an episode, which is Roswell That Ends Well.
Okay, yeah, we saw this in sci-fi, didn't we?
Yes, I think I was the one who picked it, didn't I?
Yeah.
I showed it to you. Yeah, it's a good episode. It shows the whole Roswell alien crash landing and flips it up. It's also got the whole grandmother effect where Fry sleeps with his...
AKA the grandfather effect.
That's what I meant, grandfather.
Yeah.
Sleeps with his grandmother and becomes his... He actually becomes his own grandfather in
perfectly logical
episode.
To me.
Yeah.
Perfectly logical.
Well, it's actually in one of the movies. There's it actually is a massive plot because he actually did that.
Yeah.
So it actually comes in quite later. But yeah, it's not the first. Well, I think it might be the first time they've done an episode based on time travel. But they did another one more recently.
Do you not consider the first episode?
Well, yeah, sorry, but other than that,
or is that time travel?
Well, it's cryogenic freezing, but yeah, I wouldn't exactly call it time travel. Well, no, it is.
Yeah.
It is time travel. It's a form of time travel.
I guess.
But yeah, there's another one in more recent series, which I can't remember what it's called, unfortunately. But it's called, basically, they build a forwards time machine, so they can't travel back in time. It's a really interesting concept.
That's scientifically sound.
Well, the concept is that the end of the universe caused the Big Bang.
Wow.
In which it then loops in on itself, and then they continue their journey again. Wow. They didn't realise that was going to happen when they first went forwards in time a ridiculous amount of time.
Yeah,
but it was a really interesting concept and worked really well.
Because I think, according to the scientists, going forward in time is a lot more plausible than going backwards in time.
Yes,
Because, I mean, if you travel away from the Earth at the speed of light and travel back, you'll arrive in the future.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does, because time's going.
Yeah.
Anyway.
it makes sense to me.
No.
Maybe it makes sense to some of our listeners.
I think Brian, what's his name? Brian Cox did a whole The Science of Doctor Who, in which he talked about that.
Yeah.
He literally, it was a 45-minute lecture, so I'm not going to get started. But he basically described about how going forwards in time effectively causes time travel.
Wow. Okay. My number two is just an entire TV show, Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap, yeah.
Because it's massively different to anything else out there. It was unique at the time it came out, and it's still unique now. And for me, it's just nostalgia. Like, I grew up... I didn't grow up watching this when it aired, because I'm not that old. this came out in, like, the 80s, but I rewatched it growing up with my dad in the early 90s. And I just love it. I love the idea that, like, Samuel Beckett is leaping through the minds of other people, fixing their mistakes.
Yeah.
And maybe their view of the future, which turns out to be the 90s.
See, after I haven't... Well, I've watched one episode. I did enjoy it, but I haven't actually watched a lot of the series.
I still haven't watched the last few episodes when he leaps home.
He actually goes home, does he?
Yeah. But I love the opening monologue, and maybe I'll edit it in so everyone can hear it. But it's how the show opened every single time. It's just a quick recap of, like, what's happened to him so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good. I'll put it in. I'll edit it into the podcast.
Yeah.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator and vanished. He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, facing mirror images that were not his own, and driven by an unknown force to change history for the better. His only guide on this journey is Al, an observer from his own time, who appears in the form of a hologram that only Sam can see and hear. And so Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, striving to put right what once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap will be the leap home.
No, I have to give it a watch at some point.
Yeah, and again, that's Scott Bakula and Dean Stockwell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he went to the... what's his name? I just said it. Scott Bakula went on to do Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah, and Chuck.
Yeah, and Chuck. So two sci-fi / like nerd shows. And then Dean Stockwell went on to do lots of other things, but he was in Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
So there you go.
They stuck to the sci-fi genre.
Yeah. I'm sure they've done a lot of other things. Just the stuff probably. I've seen them in or recognised them in have been sci-fi.
Yeah.
Right, Mike, what is your number one?
My number one is might cause a bit of a, oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's Back to the Future.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. But it's my favourite series of all time. Like, when I was in Exeter, I went to Exeter for a whole year. I must have watched the film probably about 15 times, like the trilogy, sorry. Mainly because Exeter seems to be this desert area where I don't get any phone signal, internet, or TV signal. So it was one of the only DVDs I actually had when I was out there. So it was quite useful.
So are you naming the entire series, or have you got a favourite film from it?
The first one is my favourite one, but the series, I'll name the whole series.
Yeah.
Because it's clever as well. Like,
yeah, I think it's just...
Like, an example is, like, when they're first, when he first finds out about the DeLorean and everything, it's filled, like, they're talking about it and seeing it and everything in Three Pines Mall parking lot.
Yeah.
When Marty has to get into the DeLorean and go forward in time, he crashes through Three Pines, leaving just one... crashes through Two Pines, leaving just one remaining, like when they're basically small little things.
Yeah.
It's great. Flash forwards in time again, literally just in the distance, you can just about make out the fact that it says Lone Pine Mall.
Does it start with three or two? I thought it was Twin Pine.
It might be Twin Pine, yes, you're right.
I think it starts as a Twin Pine Mall and goes to...
Twin Pine. By the way, it's smart like that. Like, with the clock tower, with Doc Brown breaking it.
Yeah, like, they put in a lot of things to make it very obvious that, like, you can affect it. Like, the continuity is really, really good.
It really is. And it is the first film in my eyes that actually manages to do time travel but not actually have any discrepancies in it.
Yeah,
like, there probably is some, but I'm yet to find them.
It's just also the fact that, I mean, you've got a scientist in the show, but there's no need for you to know how it works. You just a flux capacitor. Just give it some name, and you just suspend your disbelief that this can happen, and you just think, of course it can. You have a flux capacitor and a DeLorean.
And everyone... Well, and you also need to be generating 21 gigawatts.
21 gigawatts! And going 18 miles per hour.
Exactly.
And maybe I'll put that sound in.
It is completely logical.
Of course. Makes perfect sense.
But no, I agree with you, actually. I never thought about that. You do just take it as granted. They don't explain why it's all travelling in time, but...
And then in the future, you just make nuclear material from waste.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because you can, it's the future.
1 year away, will we see Jaws, what is it, like 17?
Yeah, you'd have to make a lot of Jaws films.
There is unfortunately one thing that I can say that they got wrong, is Queen Diana visiting America.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, they didn't get that one right.
There's a few things, obviously they can't predict the future.
Well, you never know. Robert Zemeckis might have gone forward in time.
Because was it hoverboards? There was like a Kickstarter.
Hoverboards, yeah.
People wanted hoverboards.
Self-tying shoelaces, they've been invented.
Yeah, is it Nike?
Yeah, Nike did a campaign about it, didn't they?
I haven't seen them, but...
No, I think they only released a few.
Hmm.
So it's expensive.
Okay, my number one is sort of like yours in that it's not one thing. But my number one is anything that involves a time loop.
Time loop.
So Groundhog Day, I think, is the most famous example.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
So yeah, where you repeat a period of time over and over again, when either you die or fail at something.
Yeah, and I was thinking, and when you first said that, I was thinking, oh, is it going to be a massive? But time loop, there isn't actually that many featuring it that I can think of personally.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. There's that episode of Stargate.
That's one of my favourites, Window of Opportunity, because it's funny as well.
And it was the first episode of Stargate that I actually watched.
Yeah, I made sure everyone saw that in sci-fi, just because I think it's a good introduction.
No, I agree. It was a very funny episode.
But yeah, Groundhog Day with Bill fucking Murray. God damn it, Bill
fucking Murray! Oh, I love the guy.
97% from critics, that film.
Good score.
Yeah, and then, so just like Groundhog Day, quite a recent film, Source Code.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen that one myself, but I know about it.
I thought it was a really good film, and it's linked the one with Jake Gyllenhaal as well. Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that film is linked. I can't remember how, but it's linked to Quantum Leap, I think.
What, in that?
Yeah, I can't remember. I read it. I think it was on IMDb.
There's something about it links it, doesn't it?
Yeah, they either asked Scott Bakula to cameo, because it's like a very similar, like it's. It's almost like a prequel to Quantum Leap.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the early stages of technology.
Okay.
But yeah, that's got 92% from critics.
I have heard recently that they're planning on making a TV show based on Source Code.
Oh, I wish they would, because that would just be Quantum Leap then.
Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Would you want Quantum Leap to be redone, but not as good?
No, I don't want them to remake Quantum Leap. If they do Source Code TV show, like name it that'd be great, but... Don't call it Quantum Leap.
Yeah. I have to give Quantum Leap a... Not Quantum Leap, sorry. Yeah. I have to give Source Code a watch, because like I said, I haven't actually seen it myself.
Yeah, I've got it on Blu-ray. It's a great film.
I have to borrow that from you.
And then, obviously, the new film that I think came out maybe 2 years ago, Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, where he keeps on dying and then...
Which I haven't seen, but has 90-something percent from critics so far.
It's not possible. It's a Tom Cruise film.
A lot of people hate Tom Cruise, but I think he's good. Maybe in this film. I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll watch it soon, and maybe we'll do I'll let you all know, maybe do a quick review.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to watching it. Again, it's just because the time loop interests me, just because of the possibilities.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Yeah. It's an interesting concept, that's for sure.
Right, Mike, do you have any that couldn't fit onto your top five, but that you'd like to mention?
A few. Possibly discuss them together. So, Terminator.
Yeah, just the whole series.
Yeah.
I think that's quite good as well with continuity. Like
yes and no.
A lot of very like confusing timeline. When does this happen?
Yeah, I agree with you there. Like, they sort of, like, cancel stuff out, and then...
Yeah.
Next one would be Bill and Ted. I'd go with both of them. Okay. I love the film. It's just fun.
I don't think I've seen the second one. I've definitely seen the first one.
The second one, they fight against death.
Yeah, I definitely haven't seen that.
The first one is obviously where they're trying to do their report.
They get all, like, the famous figures, don't they?
They get everyone from history and then bring them back to modern time, and then everything goes wrong. Napoleon goes to the water park.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Like, it's completely harmless fun, and it's one of the only films I'm going to get... You're probably going to be annoyed at me for saying this, but it's probably the only film that I actually enjoy with Keanu Reeves in it.
I mean,
it's not many films I enjoy with him.
No, I recently saw 47 Ronin. He wasn't bad in that.
Yeah. Like, see, I don't even like The Matrix.
You don't like The Matrix?
No, I don't like The Matrix.
I like the first
Matrix. It's just one of those... See, it's like, I watched it... rewatched it recently, and I didn't mind it as much as when I used to, but it's still, like... I don't know what it is about it.
Is it Keanu Reeves, though, or is it the film? Like, you can't blame
him for... It's the film. Yeah. I find the film boring.
You like Point Break?
It's not a right film. But no, but Bill and Ted, like, it is actually hilarious. And they're planning on making a third one.
Wow. So, with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that.
The other guy, Alex someone. Alex Winter. There we go. You're not forgotten, mate.
No. Right. Any others, Mike?
No. Well, we could include Doctor Who. I think we'd probably get a lot of anger if we didn't say Doctor Who.
Yeah, let's just say this right now. There are a lot of things related to time travel. There are a lot of films, a lot of TV shows that we just don't have, like, the time to mention, or they just don't go on my list. Like, there are not, like, Doctor Who, yeah, fine, goes on there. But this is a personal list of things that we have seen, we know.
Love.
Yeah, things that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have any more, I'd like to talk about TV episodes.
Okay.
I really love it when a show that is usually science fiction, or just normally based around science, or fantasy, they suddenly do, out of nowhere, a time travel episode.
Yeah.
I just love it because it's out of the blue. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, for example, when it works, Supernatural, Stargate, Warehouse 13.
Yeah.
They're nearly always funny. And Eureka does quite a good one. Eureka changes it for the whole season.
So I really worry, just completely...
Start of season 4, they go back in time, changes the entire future for the whole season.
Oh, wow.
That's about them, like, getting used to it and then changing it back. One time that's where it doesn't work is Lost.
Yeah.
Because everyone at that point...
Well, I don't really like Lost to begin with.
Well, it was a good show until they started flashing around in time.
To be fair, they did that anyway, using flashbacks. But yeah, I have seen all of Lost.
Yeah.
My friend made me watch it, like, a couple of years back. But yeah, I agree with you. Like, I couldn't get on with it. But when, like you say, the time travel aspect came into it, it just lost its way even more so.
Yeah, so I just... TV episodes, when they do it, it's just really fun. Like, Supernatural has 4 or 5 of them. Like, they have a time loop episode as well, which is very good, where I think Dean dies over and over again, and it's Sam trying to, like, stop it. It's just a funny episode. Warehouse 13's got a few of them.
I noticed that comedies also can just chuck it in there randomly, just as a bit of comic relief. That might not actually be time travel.
Yeah.
But it's just putting it, like, there's an episode of How I Met Your Mother... where at the end it's basically future Marshall.
Oh yeah, they do a New Girl as well, don't they?
The guy's Nick Miller. Yeah.
Obviously he's a homeless man, and it's that moment where you're like, is it real?
And they just chuck it in there. It's comical.
Yeah.
It just brings a bit of like it's never obviously going to happen in real life, but it's just
the same as when they put
regardless. Like you say, even in the sci-fi shows, and they just chuck it in, it's just always a fun episode.
Yeah, I mean, they do it with ghosts as well. I watch a lot of, like crime drama, CSI, NCIS, Bones, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Every now and then, they'll chuck in an episode where one character is convinced as a ghost, or we see a ghost.
Yeah.
I find it weird that that's reminded me, on time travel, Bones has an episode where a guy claims he's come back from the future. Future Kevin here. It's CSI New York, not Bones. Thank you.
Yeah. Is he a crazy guy?
No, but again, for a while, you're convinced because he's got a time written on his arm and it's his time of death. Like, you know he's said certain things, so it's those points in TV shows where you're not quite sure whether it's real or not. Especially in a TV show that isn't science fiction or fantasy.
No, exactly.
And I just think they work, so maybe when we post this on our Facebook page, I'll put a list together of some you should go and watch.
Notable episodes.
Yeah, they're just really fun.
Yeah.
Right, Mike, we come to the part of the show where you give us your worst time travel media.
We do. I've technically got two.
Okay, we'll take two.
Yeah. One of them we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
The other one is a film that I know for a fact Kevin loves.
Love is a strong word. I like it.
Well, it's okay, likes. he recommended it to me, and it was terrible. It's called The Final Countdown. Never see it. Basically, the whole plot is that it's a recruitment video.
A recruitment video? For what?
For the US Navy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's all it is. It shows... I've forgotten what the...
I'll tell you the story.
No, what's it? What's it called? What's the?
It's called the USS Nimitz.
Yeah,
it's a. And it basically
shows off all of its features for the first like 45 minutes of the film.
Well, it was big back then. It was the 1980s.
It's just there's not any plot for the first.
Right, there is. So there's this aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, travels through time to a day before
40 minutes into the film.
Oh yeah, 40 minutes into the film. So it travels the day before Pearl Harbor attack in 1941. And with all this modern technology they have, they detect the Japanese assault on Pearl Harbor. And they have to make a decision. Do we intervene and change history? Or do we stand aside and watch innocent American lives be lost? And I think...
See, that's when it hooked me. I thought, this is going somewhere. This is actually quite an interesting concept, the idea of this.
Yeah, it really is. For me, that's why I enjoyed the film. Like, you're right, nothing happens because they choose that nothing. Like, they have an encounter with...
Well, they decide... so after they eventually decide they're going to actually intercept it and stop them.
Yeah, just as they do, they get sent forward in time.
Yeah, the time portal reopens up and sends them forward in time.
Yeah.
And that's literally is the film.
No, there are a few encounters. They do encounter a...
there is one little bit. I won't say what happens. A
Japanese Zero pilot who splashes down.
Yeah. But you've also got the guy on the island. Yeah. I won't say any more than that. But
came out in the 1980s. He stays behind.
Yeah.
And then you see him again in the future.
Yeah, he steps out of the car, really old.
Yeah. He's very rich.
Yeah.
As everyone would be if you go back in time. That's
no,
fact.
I wouldn't be. I've discovered this recently.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to win anything because I have no idea who wins stuff at what time.
Is it betting or is it? Investing.
See, that's what I'd have to do. I'd know that, example, football. I'd know that certain teams win at some point.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know when. God. So I just have to continuously... Like, there's an episode of Family Guy when they do this. They're like, they name an American baseball team. It's like, this team wins the World Series at some point. I'm not sure when, so just bet everything you own every year.
Yeah, I'm not
but
sure.
That's what I'd end up doing.
God, if I went back to the 1980s... Yeah, I wouldn't know how to make money.
No?
I don't know, invest in tech, the internet.
There's a great episode of this show, another comedy show where they just put time travel in it.
Yeah.
It's called Children's Hospital. It's around a children's hospital, which isn't really a children's... It is a bizarre, weird like sort of show. Like, nothing's meant to make sense. But at one point, one of the characters decides to kill himself because he wants to see this girl that he thinks is a ghost, but she's actually not really a ghost. She's still alive and no one believes him. So he kills himself, but instead of killing himself and becoming a ghost, he sort of travels back in time.
Yeah.
And during this, like, he speaks to everyone and everything. He's like, this realizes that he's going to go forwards in time again. So quickly, before I go forward in time, I'm going to write down like Google, eBay, Microsoft, and stuff like that. It's like in the 1940s, and he puts it in a drawer in Children's Hospital so that when he goes back to the modern time, he knows about it. Gets back to the modern time, opens up the drawer. It's like, yes, I knew this would come in handy. And they're like. 2009. It's like, oh yeah, they've already been invented.
Yeah. Have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a film that we didn't mention in our lists. Only because it's a comedy and they don't often win anything.
Back to the Future?
It's not an outright comedy. Whereas Hot Tub Time Machine just... It's a really funny film. But the guy in that does the same thing, but...
It works for him.
He stays back and invents Lugal and Motley Lou.
Yes. It's a very good film.
Yeah. Okay, so my worst time travel film, which I mentioned to you yesterday, Mike, but not as a bad film, but I've c- come to realise that it is a bad film. It's Timeline.
Timeline?
Starring
okay.
Paul Walker, Gerard Butler, Billy Connolly and Anna Friel.
See, when Kevin mentioned this, I mentioned that how one of his worst actors is Paul Walker.
Yeah. I don't have a thing against Paul Walker, because I actually think he's really good in this film.
Yeah.
Because well, he plays the only American in a film set in France.
Okay.
The film's about archaeologists. Billy Connolly is Paul Walker's dad.
I see it.
Yeah, you can definitely see the resemblance. And Billy Connolly ends up in 14th century France during an archaeological dig, and he leaves a note to come and save him, which they discover in the present. And they go back during like an invasion of a town called Castle Guard, and it's just about that. It's a okay. fun film, but I've come to realise it is quite bad. I watched it recently, and it wasn't great.
When about did it come out?
I'm not sure what year it came out.
Is it an old type film?
Not old. I want to say 90s, but it could be early noughties.
Yeah.
2003.
Okay. Yeah,
it's got a 5.6.
Again, not a strong rating.
No. But it was fun.
Yeah.
You should probably check it out. I think it's like an hour and a half. It's not a long film.
See, after you said that, I'm going through Netflix and it was on there.
Yeah, that's where I watched it like 2 years ago. So if you've got Netflix, check it out.
But anyway, like I said, I've got a second one.
You got a second one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we can probably do a bit of a review at the same time for this.
Okay.
Okay. It's, well, I wouldn't say worst film.
You just didn't like it.
Yeah, it's one that irritated me in quite a few ways. Like, it had a lot of hype, unfortunately. I built up to the hype. And it was X-Men Days of Future Past.
Now, why didn't you like it? Because I saw it the day it came out. You saw it the midnight premiere.
Yeah, I saw it the midnight premiere. I just thought, like, for a time travel film, it wasn't too bad. But if we're going on the fact that it is a time travel film, it is a bad film. That makes sense.
What didn't you like about the time travel?
The time travel...
I mean, I liked it because it was unique again. It was very quantum leap.
Phasing through and inhabiting your old bodies.
Yeah, very quantum leap.
Yeah, I like that aspect of it. Completely unexplained how Kitty managed to get that power.
Yeah, I hadn't... Like, when she did it, I was like, when did Kitty probably get this random power?
Like, it is known that powers can develop as age goes on.
Yeah.
They can get more enhanced and stuff. But I don't really see phasing through time... As a form.
Well, maybe it's in the comic books. Oh, I haven't read them.
I don't think it is.
I grew up watching the cartoons and they didn't travel in time then.
Now, me and Josh actually watched the original X-Men version of Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
How's that? Really good. They just use a time travel machine, basically, and it's Bishop who goes back in time. But anyway.
Yeah, I would have preferred it if, like, maybe Beast in the future had created a time travel machine.
Yeah.
Not just Kitty Pryde can... Her hand
and he's having to sit there for hours upon hours while he's just there.
Well, it's a convenient plot device, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Sentinels can come and get them.
Yeah, exactly.
There are a few continuity errors that I didn't like with Wolverine.
Such as his claws?
No, I don't know about his claws so much, because I know he doesn't get them until...
Well, no, but seems like in the future, he had the claws.
Yeah, but they sent him back.
At the end of the Wolverine, he doesn't have his adamantium claws.
Well, no, because they go back to the... When is it? The 60s? This film set?
They go back to the 1973.
Okay, so 73. I don't think he had his adamantium claws then.
No. What I'm saying, though, is in Wolverine...
Yeah.
The recent one set in Japan...
Yeah.
He lost his adamantium skeleton...
Yeah.
And had bone claws.
Yeah, he did.
But yet,
yeah.
In the future, in 2023, he had his adamantium skeleton back again.
See, here's what I think happened there.
There is 10 years, admittedly.
Yeah, at the end of the film... At the end of Days of Future Past, not really a spoiler, but Mystique takes the form of Stryker and does, like, request that he get taken away. I think she's going to give him the adamantium claws back, because she knows, like, he sort of needs them, he's better with them.
Yeah.
That's what I think happens.
Hopefully they'll sort that out, but at the same time, I hope they don't, because I'm fed up of Wolverine's face.
Yeah, I said to you yesterday, he has been the main character, the lead character in every single X-Men film. And I get it, he's interesting. I mean, he's got two of his own films, plus the four other X-Men films now.
Exactly.
Where he's like the main character.
Luckily, he wasn't in First Class, which is one of the best in the franchise.
Yeah, it was a good reboot.
Yeah, it really was.
But anyway, the one thing with Wolverine that I didn't like was the fact that he woke up in 1972 while the Vietnam War was going on, when he should have been fighting it.
Yeah, he was actually in the Vietnam War, apparently.
Yeah, that was the only thing that I was like, oh, okay. He woke up in New York and not in a foxhole in Hanoi.
Yeah.
That's what I would have preferred.
I agree with you there. But at the same time, like, Bryan Singer, to have to develop this film, must have had to ignore so many things, like, for example, Charles Xavier coming back to life. Like, it is mentioned in
Yeah, that was...
but...
like, okay. I look forward to seeing how that happened.
Well, did you catch what happened at the end of X-Men 3? Basically, like, midway through the film, I can't remember who it is that mentions it, but well, it might be First Class, actually, it's mentioned, but either way, it's mentioned at some point that it's possible to move consciousness from one being to another.
Yeah. Okay? Just give that power to Kitty Pryde, I'm sure she can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. move consciousness from one person to another. Now, it's also... This is actually in the comics as well. Professor Xavier has a twin brother who's been comatose his whole life.
Okay.
He's in hospital.
See, now, if they had put that in at the first film and don't mention it again...
Yeah.
But they can't just chuck it in now.
But in X-Men 3, the end of the film, you see this guy waking up, this random guy.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
What I don't get is maybe his twin brother, but twins when they age and reach about Professor Xavier's age... He's like 90-odd, by the way, in the recent films.
Yeah.
but when they reach his age, they change a lot. There's a lot of differences between the two.
Yeah, they're not going to look identical, are they?
No. Now, Professor Xavier, if he did go into this body, has changed this guy's looks. Like, admittedly, the personality doesn't need to change. But the other big thing he's changed for this guy is he paralysed him.
On purpose.
Yeah. It's like, he's still, like, this new guy he inherited... Most likely probably had the use of his legs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, somehow he's paralysed at the end of the film.
Well, there you go. Well, Mike doesn't like X-Men. I liked it. Let us know what you think of it.
But I didn't like this recent film. There was another massive point where I mentioned that Quicksilver stops bullets at one point in the film.
Well, I mean, that's the best scene of the whole film for me. It's
an absolutely amazing scene. Like, the song that's played, like, the slow motion. It's
such a weird choice for a song.
Yeah.
But it works.
But yeah, so Quicksilver just stops all these bullets, stops...
Well, he doesn't stop them.
Well, no, he doesn't stop, but he moves them about.
Yeah, he, like, shifts them.
To stop everyone from getting shot.
Yeah.
Now, the idea of the film is they're stopping Magneto from shooting Bolivar Trask and causing this war between the mutants and the humans.
Yeah.
So you have this guy who can stop bullets or move them about, should we say. Why don't you take him in the... On your mission to stop a bullet.
Yeah, I've heard a few people ask, like, why didn't Quicksilver go? I think maybe it's just because he's a kid and they thought he'd be a bit of a liability. They needed him for one thing. They'd rather not trust him again.
Didn't Professor Xavier recruit kids? Wasn't Beast a kid when he first got recruited, effectively?
Yeah, but was he a thief? Like, Quicksilver was down in his basement with stolen property... Didn't care about anyone. It's not really someone you want to bring along on a mission.
True.
That's the only reason I can think of.
But yeah, that really annoyed me. That part, I have to say, because even if that's the reasoning, they don't explain it. They just say goodbye.
Now, what I want to know is, so the next X-Men film is X-Men Apocalypse. Who's that going to be starring? The new cast or the old cast?
Well, they have confirmed that Quicksilver will be in it.
Yeah.
The actor plays, and they've also confirmed that, like, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Jennifer Lawrence will all be back returning again.
Yeah.
So the First Class team.
So, but what are they going to do with the original X?
What they have also said, they just continuing, is that the original cast will be in it of some form.
Because I was looking forward to them coming back.
Yeah, so was I at the end of it.
And just doing their own films again. Just carry on.
Just have two separate... Like, they could do it. Two separate films.
Yeah.
One being in the 2000-odds. Yeah. And one being set in the 80s.
And they just every now and then cross them over. Because apparently you can just travel in time willy-nilly.
Exactly.
Just do that.
Why not?
Right.
But yeah, the film just annoyed me. Like, the time travel element, not so much. But it's a time travel film. And I personally didn't like it. It built up a lot of hype. And just half the characters they brought in just weren't used.
No.
They just really just got used for one little bit, one cool little action shot, and then completely forgotten about. Right, we've got news-ish. It's technically a rumour, and it comes from our friends over at Bleeding Cool News, because we are all buddies over there.
Yeah.
But basically, they've been running rumours that's actually been reported on a lot of papers and stuff recently, that Marvel is cancelling the Fantastic Four comics to hurt Fox's new movie.
To hurt it on purpose, like?
To hurt it on purpose, yeah.
Cancel a comic book series.
Yeah.
To what? To stop them from making new films?
For making the film a success, basically. Like, apparently, the artists involved in merchandising for the 75th anniversary of Marvel Comics,
yeah,
has been told not to use anybody from the Fantastic Four franchise.
Wow.
Which is really weird, considering that Fantastic Four is one of the foundations of Marvel, really.
Yeah, I mean, the films weren't... I don't think they were great. I liked the second one.
Yeah.
But, they were there, they were good. I'm not sure I'd want to watch them again. A little bit cheesy.
Yeah. I know that, Marvel and Fox have had their disputes in the past, Quicksilver being a notable one quite recently.
Yeah.
But to cancel a whole series, like I say, it's complete rumours, but it's something that I could see happening.
Yeah, I just don't...
To get the rights back to the Fantastic Four, maybe.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, why hurt readers, like loyal readers of a comic book?
To be honest, in the Marvel Now series, they've already rebooted Fantastic Four twice.
Wow.
So, but yeah, no, I agree. It's a bizarre thing, but it's quite a rumor to make up. It's a weird one to make up.
Yeah, is there a source on the
rumor?
Like I said,
the sources are basically about artists involved in the merchandising not being told to include Fantastic Four in any anniversary branded promotions, is the words.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like it might be true then. Wow.
Yeah. I'll have to keep an ear out for that one. Or an eye out. The other bit of news is quite oldish, but then there was also new rumours of a new director, but it's Edgar Wright departing the Ant-Man franchise. Well, Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, he's no longer part of it, is he?
Considering he's been pushing for the Ant-Man movie since... God, it must be 2006. He's been pushing this for a long time.
Yeah.
He was the one who wrote the screenplay. He did test footage that he released at Comic-Con a few years ago. Like, he's really been pushing this, and then all of a sudden, he's out. No one's released an official statement saying why.
Yeah.
Rumours are that, because obviously Edgar Wright wrote the script years ago... it's now got to fit into the current Marvel timeline. And unfortunately, Edgar Wright there probably was a lot of script changes.
Yeah.
And he had to depart part of the series because it was no longer his vision. James Gunn's actually gone on record saying that's what he believes is to happen. It's just Disney and Marvel and Edgar Wright. And there are disputes about where the direction should go, and they don't agree, so Edgar Wright was the good guy and just stepped down instead of ruining effectively the Marvel universe.
Yeah, I guess if he really wants to see it, he's done the right thing by stepping aside and
yes,
let it still go ahead.
But see it, someone else go in it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, well, I have a bit of news.
Go on.
Stargate. I think we've mentioned this news before. There are rumours.
Yeah.
But again, it started anew that there'll be a new Stargate trilogy. Like, it's moving forward with Roland Emmerich as director.
Is he the director of Independence Day?
He is the director of Independence Day. So they're going to relaunch the 1990s popular science fiction franchise, but they're not going to refer to any of the source material of the TV show. They're just going to they're going to ignore it all and start from scratch.
So it's a complete fresh reboot.
Yeah, so I imagine
are they taking it in a new direction?
I doubt it. I think they're just going to remake the first film.
Okay.
Because they're doing a trilogy, which I think is a bad idea. To announce you're going to do a trilogy.
Yeah, because you don't know how the first film's going to go.
No. Give me one good film with a bunch of open open questions, love, things to keep me going, and then give me another good film.
Yeah.
Don't say, we're going to give you a trilogy, because then I'll watch one, and probably won't watch the next two, or just decide beforehand that they're going to be crap.
Well, I know
as a huge Stargate fan, like especially the TV series, the film was good, but the TV series took it so much further and in such a different direction, I think it's going to be very strange to see it go back.
It's an interesting one, because what was the last bit of Stargate we had? It was Stargate Universe,
wasn't it? Stargate Universe, which again was very different.
Yeah. But like at the same time, it might introduce a new generation to Stargate. You might go back and watch the TV series and stuff.
Yeah, I just, like, with the style of films that are coming out at the moment, sort of the Nolan-verse of films, I fear they're going to make it too dark, too gritty, when that's not really what Stargate was about. It was sort of fun. Like, the first one was like a 90s action film, Kurt Russell, James Spader, a bit of, like, slapstick action. Wasn't too serious, but
now it'll be over the top.
But again, Stargate Universe was a big change from Atlantis and just normal Stargate, and it got a lot more dark, a lot more serious, some darker tones.
Yeah, so it was very different though. Stargate though, obviously it was Stargate, but it was very different.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward. I mean, as a fan, I want more Stargate, but I don't want them to ruin it.
Yeah,
and also I don't want to have to be a hipster about it.
I watched it before it was cool.
Yeah, I liked Stargate before it was cool. Before that new film, yeah.
I have them all on VHS.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like with the new Star Trek film. I liked Star Trek before it, but now you've got all these fans of the 09 film and the new one.
Yeah, admittedly me, like I said.
Yeah.
But I have gone back and watched Next Generation episodes, and I do enjoy them.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
I did try and watch the originals, Star Trek, but wow, are they bad.
Yeah, I've never watched them.
Really tough.
I'm a big Star Trek fan, but I won't go back and watch.
No, they like you said earlier, they are slow.
Yeah.
It's their biggest problem. Right, on the news of, like you said, gritty reboots, though, Power Rangers. Have you heard about this?
I haven't heard about this.
I think it's Universal are rebooting Power Rangers for the film as gritty.
How? I mean, it's targeted at kids.
It is. Like, the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, absolutely amazing when you was a kid. Like, don't watch the TV series now, but the movie actually really
holds up. The first film, I love.
It holds up the test of time, even for adults. Like, I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
It really is a good film. But just, I don't know, I can see them really going the Transformers, Ninja Turtles sort of route, where it'll be over the top, I mean, action.
They could. I'd love to see, don't put them in spandex. Don't put them in skin-tight spandex. Make it, because it's such a unique, like, storyline.
Yeah.
Make it, like, update it for now. Make them, like, I don't know, I think you could do it really well, as long as you don't target your kids.
You could.
Make it a 15.
It would be Power Rangers.
Let Michael Bay direct it.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Power Rangers was all about the weird,
My heart died when you said that, Kevin.
No, because Power Rangers is all about those, like, sparky explosions and the big combat between
them. I suppose, it had, like, a sword hitting just a body and sparks coming out, and then suddenly the creature would blow up. I agree with that.
I want to see big Zords. Big Zords fighting. Is that what they're called? Zords?
Yeah. Megazoids were the big, when they used to put all their Zoids together, wasn't it? Zoids?
No.
Zoids doesn't sound right, but Megazoid is right.
I think I want to say Zord, but I think that might be Zordon. No, it's Zord.
It is a Zord.
I've googled it, and it's Zord.
Do they become a Megazord, or is it Megazoid?
Yes, Megazord.
I always thought it was Zoid.
Yeah, Megazord.
I learned something new now today. I remember going to see the original movie in the cinema, and then the second one, Turbo, in the cinema as well. Like, it was exciting for me. So the idea that they're rebooting something like Power Rangers when I was younger was a fantastic
show. Yeah, that was my thing. I never really watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, same.
So I'm not as fussed about the reboot, but if they reboot this, make it...
It is something that, like, if they do it badly, a part of me could die.
Yeah.
I've never had that bit. Like, Transformers, like, I enjoyed the cartoons when I was younger, but there was more of an 80s cartoon, and I was brought up in the 90s. I don't like the Transformers films personally. Like, they're okay, but they're just over the top too much for me.
I want to see how they do things like Alpha 6 and...
Aye, aye, aye.
And, like, Zordon. I want to see how they do that.
Yeah. Hopefully they... I can't see them having Alpha 6 as zany as he is if they do have him in it.
No.
Was it Alpha 5? I know there was a few Alphas in.
Yeah, then it might be Alpha 5. Like, I just... Power Rangers has his own wiki. Rangers wiki.
Yeah.
So you can go on that.
I might have a bit of research later. I did actually, a few years back, Power Rangers announced... Well, Disney announced that they weren't making any more Power Rangers TV shows.
That's good, because there are so many out there.
I think they went back on it.
Oh, there are too many out there, like Samurais, Ninjas, Space Rangers.
And apparently one of them, the Space Rangers one, one of the part of that, didn't actually take place in space, because it's based on, I think it's Super Sentai or something like that. It's based on a Japanese show.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the action when they're in their suits is based on the Japanese, but, and they're dubbed with English voices, but the, kid, when they're actually teenagers and doing stuff like that, they use American actors.
Yeah.
So they use stock footage, basically. But apparently, I read recently on crack.com, one of the space bits isn't actually in space. It's nothing to do with space, and it's actually about sort of like the environment. So I'm not sure how they got away with that, but somehow they did.
I can confirm Alpha 6 is like, is a female in the later seasons, but Alpha 5 is the original one that we
all
know and love. And he says, yai yai yai, as in why I.
Why I?
He says, I yai yai.
There we go.
And this is a quote from the Power Rangers Wikia. It says, in more extreme situations, the exclamation could contain 4 yais, 5 yais, or in rare cases, 6 or 7 yais. Ay, yai 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 yai.
Yeah. That's taking it to the extreme.
Yeah, that's a dangerous situation.
I'll be interested to see where this bit of news goes. It's definitely confirmed, unlike the rumours that we've said with some of them.
Yeah.
This one is an actual dead-on confirmed.
I'm glad they're doing a film, not a TV show.
Yeah, so am I. That I am pleased about, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready for this quiz, Mike?
I'm ready for the quiz.
This is just 10 random questions that I've found on the internet at very short notice. It's a time travel quiz.
You'd originally prepared.
Yes. So I haven't even read these questions in advance. I can't tell you whether they're right or wrong until the end of the quiz.
I'm probably going to do terribly here.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Time travel has been a popular theme in film and fiction. Albert Einstein offered a groundbreaking theory that gives some scientific possibility to actual time travel. What theory is this?
Relativity.
You got 4 options if you want to hear them.
Go on then.
The Big Bang Theory, the Wave Particle Duality Theory, the Time Travel Theory, or Special Relativity Theory.
Special Relativity.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. Question 2. Many scientists believe that time travel to the future could be achieved. What is one way in which a person could hypothetically travel to the future? Now, I think we might have mentioned this. So, A, make use of a very weak gravity. Mm-hmm. B, travel at a speed close to the speed of light. C, travel slower than the speed of light. Or D, none of these.
You'd travel at a speed faster than the speed of light.
So,
B.
B, which is travel at a speed close to the speed of light.
Oh, not... Okay, then, so D.
So you think it's none of them? Okay, we'll find out once you've finished. There are various space phenomena in theory that astronomers could use to travel back and forth in time. Black holes are one option. Which of the following is true about black holes? No object can escape their gravitational pull. There is no real evidence that black holes exist. A black hole's gravity does not bend light. And the sun is likely to become a black hole. Which one of these is true?
I'm pretty sure that the sun is likely to become a black hole at some point in its life, but
okay, we'll go with
that. I'm also pretty sure though that nothing can escape the pull of a black hole. So this has got me in a tough pickle because I'm not actually sure. I'm pretty sure on both of those.
I actually don't know the answers either. It's not like I have them up. So I think certain black holes actually expel
them.
They expel matter. Yeah, there's a jet coming out of the middle. That's just That could be absolute garbage, or it could be, perfectly true.
And I know that stars do become black holes in their life.
Yeah, they collapse.
Yeah. Let's go with D then.
Okay. Cosmic strings have been singled out by scientists as possible enablers of time travel. What is the problem with cosmic strings? Quantum mechanics do not allow for cosmic strings.
Scissors cut them too quick easily.
They have no effect on time or space. They have not actually been found. They have two-dimensional singularity.
Right. I know the answer to this one. It's definitely B.
They have no effect on time or space.
Yeah, why not?
I think it might be C. I don't think they've actually been found. But really? Yeah, we'll go with B. This is your answer.
It is my answer.
Wormholes.
Can I just say something quickly?
Go for it.
I don't study physics.
But it's a time travel episode. So my challenge for you is time travel.
Okay, let's go.
Number 5. Wormholes are the most popular time machine option for astrophysicists. True or false?
True, surely.
Well, we'll find out. We're halfway through. Question 6. It's a long one. Travelling to the past poses more problems than travelling to the future. Many complex obstacles could arise in past time travel, leading physicists to believe it is impossible. One of the major objections to the possibility of time travel is the grandfather paradox. What does this paradox state?
Let's hear what the options are. I know what it is.
Okay.
We discussed it earlier in the episode.
If you went back in time, you might meet your grandfather and learn secrets about your past. If you went back in time and killed your grandfather, then you could not exist, so you could not have killed your grandfather, etc., etc.
That is the grandfather paradox.
Okay, would you like to hear the rest?
Yeah, let's hear them just in case.
C, there is no grandfather paradox.
Well, technically, yeah.
And D, if you travel to the past, you might run into yourself, but how can there be two of you?
It's definitely B.
Yeah, okay. Number 7, the twins paradox is another example used by physicists to deny hypothetical time travel. True or false?
The twins theory?
I've never heard of it.
No, not if I.
So,
that sounds as though it's like meeting yourself.
Maybe.
But it would be possible. Let's go with false.
False, okay.
If it's what I think it is.
Other scientists claim that if past time travel were possible, people from the future would have visited us by now. Astronomer Carl Sagan refuted this logic with all of the following points except... So, one of these will be something Carl Sagan hasn't said. The rest of them are. Perhaps time travellers just haven't reached our time yet. Time travellers are likely exploring other planets. Maybe past time travel is only possible up to the time that time travel was invented. And time travellers are possibly among us, but have disguised themselves.
I'm pretty sure he said C and D.
Well, he said all but one, so you got to choose the one that...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure he's...
So you think he said those two. I reckon A. Yeah. What do you think A is the answer?
What was A again?
A was perhaps time travellers just haven't reached our time yet. You know, if it was me doing this, I'd say B, because it doesn't sound like something Carl Sagan would say.
Yeah.
Time travellers are likely exploring other planets. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, for starters, they're time travellers. Why would they be on other planets?
Yeah.
But it'd be, I think that would be possibly more if the technology for time travel exists, you'd go explore.
Yeah.
I'll stick to what I said originally and not let you sway me just because...
Okay, you're going there.
Yeah, it's what I was originally going to say, and if you hadn't said, you wouldn't have cast doubt in my mind.
Okay. Number 9.
Can I just say something, though?
Go for it.
I have a problem with that last question. What if Carl Sagan has done this quiz? Then he would have said all those.
Well, so yeah, at some point.
Yeah, exactly. So, technically, I'm right on all accounts.
If Carl Sagan wrote the quiz. Question number 9. What solution do time travel proponents offer to those who negate its possibility? Parallel universes, predestination, chronology protection, or infinite loop of time?
Repeat the question, I didn't quite get it.
What solution do time travel proponents offer to those who negate its possibility? So, what do people who think time travel is possible say to people who think time travel is impossible to convince them?
Okay. So it was paradoxes?
Parallel universes, predestination, chronology protection, or infinite loop of time.
Maybe Infinite Loop of Time. I have no idea with that one.
No, I don't either. We'll go for it. Okay, final question. What is a major physical obstacle to the potential of time travel? We cannot create a gravitational field strong enough to make an enclosed circular vacuum. We do not have a strong enough power source that we are able to control. We are unable to accurately manipulate negative energy density. Or D, all of these.
Let's go with all of these.
Okay. And I have to apologise to Mike, because that was a lot more difficult than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I did have a quiz prepared, and it was a lot more film and TV friendly.
That's what I was expecting.
That's the one I prepared, but this was short notice time travel quiz. So number one, let's see how many you got. You got 5 out of 10.
50%, woo.
50%, and I'll see if I can beat that next time. Would you like to go through your answers?
We'd use different questions, though.
Oh, yeah. No, Mike, it's time travel. I'll go back and answer exactly the same question.
Yeah, you'd never know that we'd asked them.
So you got question one right.
Or would you?
Special relativity theory.
Yeah.
Question two. You said travel at the speed close to the speed of light, and I said that's wrong.
Yeah.
And it was none of them.
Yeah.
Because you were right. You have to travel faster than the speed of light. Number three, you got wrong. The sun is not likely to become a black hole.
I got wrong. It's not likely.
The correct answer was no object can escape their gravitational pull.
It's your fault, Cabin.
That's not my fault. Number four was about cosmic strings. You said they have no effect on time or space, when in fact they have not actually been found.
Oh, okay.
Five, you got right. Wormholes are a popular time machine for astrophysicists. Six, you got right. The grandfather paradox.
Yeah.
The twin paradox is another example. To used to deny hypothetical time travel.
Eight, does it say what it is?
Yes, the twins paradox states that if you travelled in space-time, you could return to the current time much younger than your own twin. However, time travel is not hampered by the idea that one could age more slowly than one's twin due to a space journey. And if that made sense to you, let me know.
No, that made no sense to me, I have to say.
Yeah, I... No. Okay, question number eight, you got wrong. And that was the Carl Sagan.
Rubbish. He said it at one point. No, actually, I was thinking about this one. I'm pretty sure Einstein was the one who said about time travellers walking among us.
And I'll put in the Carl Sagan quote. I don't want to read it. It'd take too long. But I'll put in a little bit of him saying all those things just to prove Mike wrong.
What was the actual answer? You haven't...
Time travellers are likely exploring other planets.
Oh, okay.
Which is the one he didn't say.
Yeah.
Number nine was the question that, I mean, neither of us understood, really. The solution the time travel proponents offer to those who negate its possibility was parallel universes.
Oh, okay, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. And number 10, you got right. The obstacles to time travel, and you said all of these.
Nice.
So you got 50%. And
I'll take that as a win for someone who doesn't study physics.
Well, neither do I. That's why I look forward to how difficult you make my challenge next time.
You really shot yourself in the foot now.
Yeah, oh god. And it depends on what the theme is as well. Okay, there you go. Done. That's it for this week. Don't forget to leave your thoughts and feedback on our Facebook group. And until next week...